Hey everyone, it's Riley Hart here, and welcome back to High Value Woman. Today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Prioritizing self-care for our mental health. You know that feeling when you're running on empty, juggling a million things, and suddenly your brain feels like a scrambled egg? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Taking care of ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. It's the foundation for everything else in our lives, our relationships, our work, our happiness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, self-care sounds great, but I have zero time. But trust me, squeezing in even small moments of self-love can make a world of difference. Think of it like filling up your own personal gas tank. You wouldn't drive around with an empty tank, right? So, what are some practical ways to prioritize your mental health and actually make time for self-care? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First things first, define what self-care means to you. It's not about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are awesome. Self-care is personalized. Maybe it's a good book before bed, a walk in nature, or even just 10 minutes of silence to clear your head. Figure out what recharges you and make that a priority. Second, schedule it in. Yeah, I know, sounds crazy, right? But treat self-care like any other important appointment, block off time in your calendar and stick to it. This way, you're not just hoping for time to magically appear. It's a commitment, even if it's just 15 minutes. Third, learn to say no. This one's tough, I get it. But constantly saying yes to everything can leave you drained and stressed. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. Remember, protecting your time is a form of self-care. Next up, unplug from the digital world. Seriously, put down the phone, log off social media, and give your mind a break from the constant stimulation. Spend some time in the real world, connect with loved ones, or just enjoy the quiet. It's amazing what a difference it can make. And finally, be kind to yourself. You're human. You're going to have good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks or mistakes. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Practice self-compassion and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Ever felt like you were running on a hamster wheel? Always busy but never really getting anywhere? I know I have. One time, I was booked solid with meetings, deadlines, and errands, the usual chaos. I felt so overwhelmed that I started skipping my workouts and neglecting my sleep just to keep up. Needless to say, I hit a wall. My energy plummeted, my focus disappeared, and I was practically running on fumes. That's when I realized something had to change. I needed to prioritize self-care, even if it meant saying no to some things. So, I started scheduling in 30-minute walks every day, making time for a good book before bed, and learning to say no to anything that didn't align with my priorities. The difference was incredible. My energy levels soared, my stress levels plummeted, and I felt like I could actually tackle everything on my plate. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You deserve to feel your best, both physically and mentally. So take charge of your well-being, prioritize those moments that nourish your soul, and watch the magic happen. We've covered a lot today, defining self-care, scheduling it in, saying no, unplugging from the digital world, and most importantly, being kind to ourselves. These aren't just random tips, they are powerful tools that can transform your life. So, what will you implement starting today? Maybe schedule a quick walk during your lunch break. Read a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish, or simply take 5 minutes to breathe deeply and ground yourself. Small steps lead to big changes. Remember, you are powerful, you are capable, and you deserve to prioritize your well-being. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some self-care inspiration. Let's spread the love and support each other on this journey to becoming high-value women. Until next time, stay strong, stay beautiful, and never stop shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.